This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we watch what happens with our neighbors in South America regarding crop production and its effect on our markets. Brazil is the largest soybean producer and exporter in the world, and Argentina is one of our largest corn competitors, and their production capabilities allow them to have a much larger effect on the marketplace and our prices. But Argentina is starting to see a shift to more soybean acres as well. We'll talk more about it right after this.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
We're noticing a change in what Argentina is doing in their production this year. They are a perennial competitor with us in corn, and their last couple of growing seasons have been marred by dry conditions, seriously hindering their production. That's partly why we're starting to see Argentinians ramping up more soybean production. Joanna Calusi is an Argentine native and an ag economy researcher, and she talks about the growth we're seeing the country make in its soybean production, and it is very significant.
Let's start with the soybean season. So at the beginning of December, over 60% of the soybeans were planted in Argentina. Soybean planted area is expected to grow by 7% in the current crop season to 44 million acres. That could be the largest expansion in soybean planting season since 2016. And production is projected to reach almost 2 billion bushels, a 6% increase.
Lucy also says that besides the drought, corn disease has been a big driver of this expansion in soy production.
The primary factor behind this increase in soybean production is the impact of the corn stunted disease. Last season, corn faced significant losses due to the bacterium spread by the leafhopper pest, which stunts the crop growth. So many farmers, they lost their entire corn crop to the disease, making them particularly cautious this season. So that's the reason that Argentina's corn planted area is projected to decrease by 25%. That's equivalent to 6 million acres. And this would mark the largest relative drop in corn acreage in 17 years.
Now remember, when it comes to the soybean industry, we usually think of Argentina as being primarily known for its crush capacity for soy meal and soy oil. By having them ramp up their own soybean production, they could be changing the dynamic of the industry. Now, Calusi says that for producers in Argentina, it's a different process for them to select the best soybean seeds for growing. Unlike their neighbors to the northeast in Brazil, they don't have rotating growing seasons like that warmer tropical weather you see to the north. They have to be more selective, kind of like we are in the U.S.
So unlike in Brazil, soybeans and corn share the same planting period in Argentina, competing for the same growing area. So when farmers, they increase the soybean areas, as a consequence, they will decrease the corn area. And they decide to do that this year because of this concern around the corn stunt disease.
Now, of course, we don't know if this is going to mean permanent expansion or we'll see more competition for corn and soybean acres in the country in the coming years. That's something we're going to be watching very closely, and so will the markets and the U.S. soy industry as well. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.